Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A caricaturist's dream. I enjoy walking down a street I'm not familiar with, portrait cartoonists on each side, complete with their most successful depictions on display in plastic sleeves with cardboard backing, inflated lips, exaggerated chins, scaled up hair and sideways aloe vera plants at the corners of eyes, Mick Jagger, Sylvester Stallone, Pamela Anderson, maybe not so much anymore. I guess the display portraits of street cartoonists have to move with the times. Maybe Greta Thunberg, Lionel Messi and Billie Eilish now face the passers-by. Will the artists of Las Ramblas replace their Donald Trumps with Joe Bidens? When I had long hair and a beard, the Picassos of the pavement would call out to me. One grabbed me by the arm once and began leading me to the chair. I'm going to show you just how ridiculous you look, mate. Perhaps it's easy to make someone look like they have long hair and a beard. Loads of hair on a page and it's done, basically. Easy money. I was a caricaturist's dream. Should it be taken as an insult if you walk past a caricaturist and they become animated? Aha, look at his nose. That'd be great to draw that one. When it comes to the more serious pencil pavement portraits, every now and again I will see one where it looks all in order, but there is an area that they've obviously rubbed out numerous times, usually an eye. It reminds me of the human race in the way a lot of it is peacefully placed, but there are areas we can't quite get right. Like living together on this place in peace without killing each other or horrific amounts of greed. I imagine when it comes to drawing faces, you either get it right first time and it's done and everyone is happy, or you have to keep paying attention to a certain area and it is never as good as a clean first attempt. Will we ever get that eye right? Are we even trying? Maybe that portrait is the world, and the good eye is the sky, and the chin is the trees, and the eye the artist keeps trying to get right is politics, and one day it will make sense when we look at it.